welcome to Victor County High School Basketball. This is Ralph Ray and J-Man himself, Johnny Sells, coming to you tonight from Gainesboro at Jackson County High School, where our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats are going to take on the Blue Devils and Lady Blue Devils in a couple of games that could go either way. In an earlier contest this season, our Lady Bobcats did beat these Lady Blue Devils by 15 over at Wheeler-Hassler at Pickett County High School. However, let me just tell you, the Lady Blue Devils have an overall record right now of 15 wins and only 3 losses, and they're 3-1 in the district. And the only team around these parts in the district, our Lady Bobcats, would have a better record, are 17 wins and a single defeat. We all are familiar with that double game that we played back-to-back. Where was it, John Hughes or Daniel Boone?
Yeah,
one of those. Against a Triple-A team. But the Lady Bobcats are 4-0 in the district. And even if they drop this one tonight, they would be tied with the Lady Blue Devils at 4-1 for the top spot. But let's not think in those terms, because we don't come over here to lose. I looked at the roster from last year for these Lady Blue Devils and compared it to this year. And of the 10 or 11 players, there's only one new name. Everybody else is back. So they are essentially positioned like our Lady Bobcats in terms of veterans and returnees. Excuse me. Apologize. Johnny, you want to run the rosters?
Okay. For the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, the entire roster, number 50, Cassie Allen. Number 11, Mackenzie Flynn. Number 22, Cameron Sherrill. Number 44, Caitlin Pippen. Number 25, J.C. Woolbright. Number 12, Bella Wilmot. Number 33, Alexis Raglan. Number 3, Chloe Harris. Number 23, Paige Long. Number 14, Janie Fox. And number 15, Mackenzie Lockins. The starting five for the Jackson County Lady Bulldogs, or not Bulldogs, Blue Devils, will be number 50, Cassie Allen. Number 11, Mackenzie Flynn. Number 22, Cameron Sherrill. Number 14, Caitlin Pippen. Number 24, J.C. Woolbright. The entire roster for your Pickett County Lady Bobcats is going to be like this tonight, and we're assuming that Cassie is back, so I'm going to go ahead and put her back on the roster. If it's any change, we'll let you know. Number 3, Cassie Huesling. Number 15, Tyra Johnson. Number 34, Savannah Hammock. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Krantz. Number 24, Alana Bibry. Number 22, Andrea Baby. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 11, Jana Furl. Number 5, Abby Putt. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. And 00, Kristen McClellan. Starting 5, your Pickett County Lady Bobcats will be number 24, Alana Bibry. Number 11, Jana Furl. Number 5, Abby Putt. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 00, Kristen McClellan. They're coached by Brent Smith and assisted by Kayla Gibson.
Thank you, Johnny. I was going to mention that Cassidy Giesling is back on the floor, dressed out, taking warm-ups with the rest of the young ladies. For the first time all season, her injury occurred preseason.
Yes, sir.
And must have been pretty serious because she's been out. And here we are almost into February before she's able to dress and get into the action. So we'll see how that turns out. We wish her all the best. She's a junior. Last year as a sophomore, she was tough.
Yes, sir.
Good scorer, good rebounder, good ball handler. So we're fortunate to get her back. We went through something similar when Courtney Pritchett was out for a few games at the first of the year. And Savannah Hammock, of course, filled in
yes,
admirably when Courtney was out. But once Courtney got back in there, she is very, very important to not only the rebounding, the scoring, the defense, and the ball handling. She can do it all as only a sophomore. So she's very important.
That's right, Ralph. The gentleman sitting to your right there broadcasting the game. Earlier I told him that we had number three, Cassidy Kiesling, back on the roster for tonight. And the words he told me, he said, that's all Pickens County needs is another good ball player returning.
Yeah, well, he's a good friend of ours. And hopefully we can milk some important information out of him one of these days. But at any rate, folks, it's time now to take a break and pay some bills. So your assignment is to get your toddy of choice. Make a last-minute pit stop, get in that recliner, get on that soft couch, and we'll be back to bring you the action. Don't you dare go away.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Well, welcome back, folks, here to Jackson County High School. Again, Ralph Ray, Johnny Sal, J-Man himself, bringing you the action for HRN, Cable Channel 10, and to be rebroadcast tomorrow on or about 12:30 p.m. on WAUNY 100.9 Stereo FM. And we did have some fans stop us before the game to ask us about the broadcast live and the rebroadcast. So that'll be it. We're live now on Cable Channel 10. Tomorrow will be rebroadcast on 100.9 Stereo FM WAUNY. Johnny, you have an update on that East Robertson game?
Yes. Of course, the game was canceled on account of bad weather, so the East Robertson game will be February 6th. That's on a Saturday. It'll also be our homecoming. The homecoming will be at 3:30. Ball time will be 4:30. That'll be February 6th. East Robertson will be coming to Pickett County. And then on the 29th, we have Clay County, which is on a Friday. Uh-huh. Then on the February 2nd, we'll be going to Cookeville. On the 5th, we have Clark Range at home. On the February 8th, we have White County at home. Then on the 9th, we're going to Monterey. And then on the 12th, we have Red Boiling Springs. And that'll round out
our
regular season. Schedule. Yes, sir.
And then we'll head right in the district. And depending on how we finish, if we win, if the girls or boys, but it looks more likely the girls would be the one to win the season in the district, in which case they'll play the winner of the game played between the fourth and fifth seeds.
Yes, sir.
The play-in game, so to speak. And, whoever remains is 2 and 3 will go head-to-head.
You know, Ralph, I was just thinking, a day or two ago, we hadn't had any ball games now for something like probably 3 weeks.
Are you getting rusty?
Well, I got to thinking, the season's about over, and being off for 3 weeks is just like we're beginning to get just started, So, but our ball game season's just about over, and seem like they go so fast.
They do, and we, once again, will encourage all the fans to get out to the games, Wheeler or Hassler, or on the road, because we're down to a point now where we're either at home or we're playing pretty close to home.
Yes, sir.
And obviously, if it's impossible, if you can't get out, then listen to the broadcast. And we'd appreciate that very much, but right now, let's get into our second break. break so we can pay a little more bills, and we'll be right back. Don't you dare go away.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks. Johnny, I think we are getting ready for the national anthem here, and at which time we'll go away again. But I don't know about you, I can't get up.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of cramped right here where we're sitting.
I would just mention before we do get started that Pickett County did beat the Lady Blue Devils earlier in the season by 15, 56-41 over at Wheeler-Hassler. But I don't think that's an indication of how this game could turn out.
No, sir, I agree with you. This is going to be an exciting, fast-paced game, I believe, from the beginning, Ralph.
I can't remember. That game has been so long ago. That's a pretty low score for our Lady Bobcats, and 41 is very low for
yes, sir, it is.
Jackson County. But we're going to talk about some games in past years between these two teams when we come back. But right now, let's take another break, and we'll be back.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Well, welcome back here, folks. We're getting ready to go, so Johnny, I'm going to flip it to you.
Okay, getting ready to introduce the starting five for both squads. It's the Pickett County Lady Bobcats or the visiting team that will be introduced first. Right here in the heart of Jackson County, Lady Blue Devils here. We're getting ready to get this basketball game rolling.
All right, baby.
All right, double zero, Krista McClellan. Number 11, Jayna Thurl. Number 24, Alana Bilbrey. Number 5, Abby Buck. And number 4, Courtney Pritchett. That's the starting five for your Pickett County Lady Bobcats.
They all look like they're ready to go, John.
They sure do. Very energetic. All right, getting ready for the starting five for Jackson County Lady Blue Devils. Number 44, Caitlin Pippen. Number 24, J.C. Wolfright. Number 22, Cameron Sherrill. Number 11, Mackenzie Flynn. And number 50, Cassie Allen. That's a starting five for the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils.
Well, there's no question about what Cassie Allen's got to hide it. But right now, the Lady Bobcats are out there on the floor waiting for the Lady Blue Devils to break cuddle and get out there. And the Zebras are still all lined up with the scoreboard. I'm not sure why. They ought to disperse here pretty quickly. Well, okay. There they go.
Lady Bobcats look all business here, Ralph. You can see the intensity on their face. They're ready to play.
Well, they're going to have to play well. Protect that perfect record in the district. Jump by between Allen and Farrell. It goes in the backcourt to number 11, Becca Sherrill, across the midstripe. Sherrill has it now in the left corner. Now back out front to and a turnaround put up and rolled off. But rebound in there by Allen and number 11, Flynn, drives on the baseline and turns it over. And Lady Bobcats have the ball now for the first time. Buck has it, gets it on the left side to Mick Mack, who drives in the paint and drops it off the glass. Nice move, and it's 2-0, and the Lady Bobcats now are in pressure all the way to the end line. And, well, they get it down here in the offensive end. Sherrill will get it taken away by Farrell, who will bring it down. She's going to be putting it up, and she fouled. That foul's going to be on
Pippen, number 44, Caitlin Pippen.
Jana Farrell at the line now with 7:06 remaining. She missed first, rimmed out. Boy, you got to start putting them in from the very beginning. Every lost chance is a lost chance, as they say. She makes the second and makes it 3-0. And pressure now again in the backcourt. Cheryl has it, gets it over to 24, over to 44, which is Pippen. Pippen's on the baseline now, drives and puts it in. Makes it 3-2, and here comes Big Mac, drops it off, and now Pritchard will put up a three. It rimmed off, and she gets her own rebound. Big Mac has it, sets it up outside at center point outside the key. They get it in now to Pritchard, and she's double triple teamed. She'll get it under though, and breaking smartly down through the lane is Big Mac, and he'll drop it off. It's 5-2. Lady Bobcats. Cheryl has it in the backcourt. Now they get it across. Allen turns the cheek. She walked. She turned to pivot, and you just can't move both those feet, Johnny.
Good defense play by the Bobcats.
You know, 6:14 remaining. Here comes Big Mac. Bounces back to Bilbrey. Cheryl has it outside the arc on the right. Pritchett rotates out. She controls it outside the arc. Well, now go into the paint. Drop it off to Bilbrey, who walked. She stutter-stepped.
Right now, Ralph, they're keeping Pritchett covered up under that goal.
She'll get her points. You count my words on that. 5:55 remaining. 5-2, Lady Bobcats. They get it into Allen on the right side. Get it back to Pippen. Back to Flynn. Guarded by Bach out there, and she'll drive in, bounce it away, and taken away by the Lady Bobcats, but they say we kicked the ball. That's the wrong piece of anatomy to be using on the ball, Johnny. In the Allen, she's way outside the arc, almost walked. Good defense out there. Number 11, Mackenzie Flynn has it. Cheryl pulls up and misses a jumper. Pritchett pulls it off, battles for it, gets it down quickly. the Big Mac, and number 50, Allen, is called for a personal. That's the second team foul. And driving under and putting it in is Big Mac. And they'll make it 7-2. I think Big Mac's got 3 buckets, doesn't
she? Yes, she does. Sure does.
She's at the line now. That was on number 44, Pippen. And Big Mac drops it in, makes it 8, and she'll knock the inbound pass away from Cassidy Allen. So Lady Blue Devils will try again. They get it in this time, and Pippen will get it across. She goes left side, releases it to Flynn. Flynn has it up center. Cheryl has it right side. Comes back across to Allen. Allen's at the top of the key. She'll drive into the paint. It's on the left side now, being a foul on
Abby Buck.
Abby Buck. First team foul. Jackson County has 3. It's 4:54 remaining. And who came in?
Number 12, Bella Wilmot.
Oh, of course. And number 11, Flynn is. And she'll drive into the paint. Go all the way under. Put it up left-handed and miss. Pulled out of there by Buck, who flies up the floor. Gets it under now to Farrell. And Farrell works on it. And now Bibry will put a 3 up top of the key and miss. Taken away on the rebound by Farrell. Triple teaming under there with Miss Anna Burke. And now Farrell has it top of the key. Paint tries to get it in to Bilbrey, but it's taken away. That pass was kind of forced. And now Allen will get it across. She'll drive, get it over on the right side to number 12. Wilma gets it back. And now Pippen gets a nice off the glass shot, and she's fouled.
Yeah, second foul on Abby Buck.
And quickly, Savannah Hammock is in for Abby. Abby has both the Lady Bobcats fouls. This could turn into a 3-point play, and it does as it bounces in. It's now 8-5, and here comes Big Mac with it. Right side to Bridget. Bounces it under to Farrell. Puts it up and misses, and Allen pulls it off. I thought that Gina got helped on that. Could have been shooting, too. There's a foul on Lady Bobcats, and I thought that she was falling on her own.
Looked like to me she was, right? That's on 24, Lana Bibber, her first.
Well, they're going to let her shoot, too, the best of all worlds. 3:45 remaining, and Lady Blue Devil starting to close this gap.
First and good.
Makes it 8-6. She'll get another. 3:45 remaining in the first. This one's up. That's it. 8-7. So here comes Big Mac with it. We still have a 1-point lead, but we were up 6. She drives on the left side, gets it to Hammock, gets it back to Bilbrey, goes all the way to the right side to Farrell. To Bilbrey, Richard. Richard's on the baseline. They're calling for a high bounce to travel. And Coach Jim Brown of the Lady Blue Devils is up yelling. Full court pressure still, and they get it across. Flynn has it. Bring it out and set it up, guarded closely by Farrell to get it to Cheryl, guarded by Bilbrey. And Cheryl will maneuver it and get it off to number 50. Shot set up a miss, but she got her own rebound. That's Allen, and they get it over now on the left side to Flynn. 3 minutes remaining. She'll drive on the baseline, go to put it up, and miss. Ooh! Well. We forced that, and it was knocked away by Jackson County. And we're going to have to watch it. Allen goes in, turns, puts it off the glass, and that'll put the Lady Blue Devils up 9-8. Richard has it. Hammack has it. Richard has it. She'll drive the left baseline. Gets it over to Farrell on the right side. Bounces under, and a shot put up and missed by Hammack. A cripple. And that was quite a nice play until the ball didn't go in the hoop. And here comes the Lady Blue Devils now with number 44. Pippen controlling on the right side, and somebody.
No!
Richard fouls, and the ball goes in, and we're down now 11-8. Somebody wasn't alert on that defensive end. It's 2:07 remaining. We're down to 3 all of a sudden. They've made 9 straight points, Johnny. Shots up and missed. Richard gets it. She'll bring it across. Drop it off to Bilbrey. To Farrell on the left side outside the arc. Looking for some action in the paint now. She gets it over to Pritchett. Back to Farrell. They get it under now to Bilbrey, who gets it on the corner. To Hammack, who puts it up on the turkey. A three-pointer put in by Savannah Hammack, and that'll tie up. Didn't they give her 3?
No, they only give her 2.
All right, so we're down by 1 now. She looked to me like she was all the way to the sideline. But at any rate, it's controlled now by the Lady Bull Devils, 1:25 to go. They go in and miss, and a shot put up and rebound by Blue Devils. Somebody didn't block out on that, Johnny.
Gracie Martin's coming in for Alana Bibry.
We need to start blocking out so they don't get the putbacks.
Oh,
there's one. And, well, they missed that.
We left that on that one.
That was a cripple, and here comes Pritchett with it. She'll kick it out now to Hammack on the left side. Back to Pritchett. They get it in now to Big Mac.
Travel.
Ball is knocked temporarily out of her hands, and they call it for travel. Matter of inches, Donnie. 1 minute to go. It's 11-10, and here comes number 44, Pippen. Allen. To Flynn, and taken away by Big Mac, and she'll go down and get fouled on a layup. And frankly, Flynn did about all she could do there, and that's foul. 48.9 seconds, and at the line now for the Lady Bobcats is Big Mac. Kristen McClellan, she drops it home. That knocks it at 11, and she'll get another. Three bounces, balls up, in. Puts the Lady Bobcats back up by a point, 12-11. Ball is inbounded now. And number 44 has it across. She traveled.
Oh,
throws it away. Somebody wasn't awake over there. That was not a bad pass.
Nobody there to pick it up, I don't think, Ralph.
Well, you know who should have picked it up? Number 22. But that's where she's been playing. Big Mac has it for the Lady Bobcats. They get it into Pritchard. She's in the paint. She'll turn around, trying to put it up, and it's knocked away. 25 seconds to go, and here comes the Lady.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Good night.
A breakaway, wide open, puts the Lady Blue Devils back up by a single point, 13-12. Lady Bobcats have the ball, 10 seconds, 8 seconds. Richard has it. She'll drive the paint, put it up, and it's in.
Oh, no, charge. I call it a charge on her.
That guy.
That's going to be her second, Ralph.
That was a bad, 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 bad call. Ball's inbounded now. And the Lady Blue Devils are just going to sit on it. So it's 10-1. Your score is Lady Bobcats 12. And the Lady Blue Devils 13. Let's go away, folks. And we'll be right back with second quarter action.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks. Second quarter action underway. Big Mac has it for the Lady Bobcats out front. Driving the right side, dropping it off to Buck. Back out. Drop it off to Farrell outside the arch. He'll go into the paint now. Put it up left-handed. Miss. Rebound is knocked around, and under there is Farrell. She picked up a garbage to rebound and went to put it up, but she's going to shoot two, I believe, Johnny.
Yes, sir, she is. That was on number 22, Cameron Sherrill, her first.
5th team foul. Both teams have 5 fouls, and Hammack is in now for Pritchett. And Jana will put up a second. It's knotted up at 13. She hits a second, and that'll put the Lady Bobcats up again by a single point, 14-13. And Flynn will bring it up, get it to Allen. Allen's on the right side, outside the arc. Get it back to Flynn. Flynn will get it back to Allen. He'll bring it all the way to center point. Stolen away and by a Big Mac. And Jana Farrell broke away and put it in. So it's 16-13, and very quickly. Short timeout by Jackson County, Johnny.
Yeah, 30-second timeout. Coach, he didn't like that breakaway right there, and he's really telling his team about
how
he's going to stop
it. Well, it started with a bad pass, and then we were so darn quick.
That's right.
And put it in the hole, and that's what the game's all about, boys and girls. 16-13, 7-13 remaining here in the second. And the ball will be under the control of the Lady Blue Devils, but the Lady Bobcats undoubtedly are going to set a four-court pressure on them once again. Cheryl will inbound it, gets it in to number 24, Wilbright. She has it now. Now it's down to and driving under and putting it up and missing, but rebounding and putting it back in. Allen, the big tall girl, and they'll make it 16-15. Hammack has it in the paint. She'll drive, put it off the glass, and then, boy, that went directly in off that glass. So it makes it 18-15. And Cheryl will get it to Allen. Allen will get it back to Cheryl. Gets it over to number 44. Pippen. Pippen drives the baseline. It's kicked out of bounds on a pass, and Coach Smith is up. Speaking quite vociferously to his girl on the floor. Ball's under Cheryl, put it up left-handed off the glass. That's called positioning. That whole bucket was
bad pass there.
Yeah, too much lead on it, and Farrell will be out of there now. for sure not but one, but believe me, I don't know how. The ball's into Allen. To Pippen. Pippen's outside the arc on the left side to get it to Cheryl. And Flynn will drive. Now they go to the left corner, a three put up and miss. And nobody rebounding over there. And nobody rebounding on this side. And there's two putbacks, and we end up with a foul, I believe, on Belgrade.
Yeah, it'll be her second one.
It's a 16th foul. And at the line is Pippen, who will get a chance to put the lady, that one bounced in. I didn't think it was going to go, but it did. Bilbrey's out of there now at number 20.
Gracie Martin.
Gracie Martin is in there. And it's all knotted up at 18 with 5:59 to go. And that one's in, so that'll put the Jackson County girls up by one. And here comes... a shot missed by Big Mac, who ordinarily would make it, but she did the right thing. Now it's in the left corner, driving the baseline, and Cheryl will put up a three. It's in. And that makes it 22-18, and Martin has it. Buck has it. She'll put up a three, and it's off. Rebounded by Martin. Back to Buck. Buck gets it to Martin. Martin outside the arc, she'll drive in, put it up and miss.
Jump ball.
Cheryl is tied up by Richard. Apparently the arrow, we can't tell. There's one on the scoreboard, so it'll be Jackson County ball. We'll get it in now to Allen along the right sideline. She'll try to bring it across. She does. She brings it all the way across. Goes to the right corner now. And driving it, putting it up and missing, but rebounding it is Pritchett. And we need to do more on those defensive boards. Hammack will put up a three, and that rims off. And out of there comes Flynn for the Lady Blue Devils. Flynn has it. They have under to number 24, who was really uncontested. Now Cheryl will try another three and miss. Martin pulls it out of there. They get it to Hammack, and Hammack will drive. Oh, throw it away. Well, she's playing out of control on that one. Pritchett's out of there now, and Dana Farrell's in there for the... Lady Bobcats. Ball's inbounded by Cheryl in the backcourt. So Woolbright, and boy, there was a travel in the making, but we knocked it away. I think if we'd have left it alone, she would have got called for traveling. But anyway, it's out of bounds under Jackson County basket. We get it in now to number 44. Pippen, and Pippen will bring it all the way around. And there's Allen dribbling very high, kicking it back down the left corner, and a shot missed. And Allen jumps on that rebound. There's another rebound.
Yeah.
She got another.
Golly, I'm doing.
Boy, what we need to do is, like a football, we need to block her a little bit because she's just grabbing the ball off the board all the time. And Cheryl will bounce it out of bounds. It'll be the Lady Bobcat ball. And here comes Cassidy Kiesling in the lineup for the first time. And she is a tall girl, Johnny.
Yep.
Here comes Big Mac. Gets it to Farrell.
Oh, no. Bad pass.
Yeah, well, on the floor, we should get this one.
Yes,
though.
Sir. Jump ball.
No reason to lose that arrow, though. 3:41 to go. We're down before 22-18. To get it in to Giesling, back to Martin, back to Big Mac at center point. He'll back it out, set it up. Bounces it in to Giesling, who will get it back to Big Mac. And Big Mac will drive in, kick it out now for a three attempt. Miss. Big Mac's going to rebound it, though, and she'll come right back and put it up, and she's five on that one.
I think that's on Cheryl.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's a couple on there.
Big Mac on the line, shooting free throws.
That's the second on Cheryl, though. Big Mac is in and out. I don't know about those scorekeepers, Donnie. I got her for two. Big Mac will put this up, and that's in, and it'll make it 22-19, 3:15 remaining. The ball's inbounded now. And Gerald has it, fires it now on a breakaway, put up and missed, but rebounded out there, knocked away to Martin, who will bring it down, and she holds up wisely, gets it to Big Mac. Gets it to Mark. Right corner to Farrell. Farrell has it in the paint.
Oh, going to call her overhand the ball.
Well, I don't know about that call. That's kind of a picky one to me. But, you know, that zebra, he wants to be in control. There's a walk.
Yes, sir.
Where were you?
No.
Ball's knocked away as Mackenzie Flynn tried to feed it to under the basket. One of the Lady Bobcats alertly knocked it away. 2:40 to go. It'll be inbounded now under the basket. And taken away by the Lady Bobcats. And here comes Big Mac. Fires it under and a shot put up and in by Dana Farrell. And they'll make it 22-21. Pressure now in the backcourt. And there's a foul on Martin. Boy, you know these Lady Bobcats are quicker than Grease Lightning. You know. They're on you, and they almost have, without absent that foul, we'd have had two more points because Farrell was putting it up. At the line, is number 11, Mackenzie Flynn. This one's up, and that's in. That'll make this 23-21. 2:22 remaining. A lot of twos on that scoreboard, Johnny.
Again, she's hit three straight free throws.
Charity. She's got a good stroke. She hit that one. It's 24-21. 2:22 to go. Big Mac will bring it across the mid-stripe. She'll go right side. Back left. Now she put up a three behind the pick. It's short. Abby Buck knocks it to Jana Farrell. Put up a three, and that's nothing but net. And that'll knot it up with 2 minutes to go. 24-24. And, wow. A breakaway put in there by Woolbride, and we're not getting back. Shot put up by Big Mac, missed, and Jackson County comes out of there with it, but Big Mac intercepts but knocked it out of bounds. 1:36 remaining. We're down by 2, 26-24, and Cheryl will inbound it. Gets it over to Allen. Allen will get it over to Cheryl. They're in the offensive end now at number 44. Pippen will drive, kick it all the way out to Allen, get it back to Flynn. Flynn holds it, being guarded now by Big Mac. She'll get it over on the left side.
Walk!
There's a walk.
They're going to call a foul. It's going to be a foul on Giesen.
That was a bad call again. I don't know if Cassidy touched her on that. She was just falling on her own, so it's 26-24 and a chance. 27-24 and number 12, Bella Wilmot is in the lineup now for Jackson County. Pritchett's back in. Bilbrey's back in for the Lady Bobcats. And Wilbright will put up another. She missed that. Pulled off by Richard. Big Mac has it. He drives in, but kicks it back out to Farrell, and now Pritchett has it. And they get the rebound down there. Amazing. And Hickman will drive, try to drop it off to Farrell, but the ball bounced away. I don't know if Farrell was expecting that pass. It was a good move, but Allen has it. Gerald has it. Allen has it. They get it out now to Flynn. 35 seconds. Should get it on the left side now. Back to Gerald. And it's knocked away by Pritchett, but they get it back, and they put up a three and miss. There's a foul on number 24 over the back. That's on J.C. Woolbright. That's 17 fouls, so we're shooting now on every one. So are they, because we have eight. And quickly in the lineup,
Martin, Giesling, and Hammack. Yes, sir.
Farrell puts it up at 10. That'll make it 27 to 25. To get another. Up and that ripped in, so it's a one-pointer, 27-26. Still pressure in the backcourt. Cheryl has it. Almost taken away by Hammack. Timeout by Jackson County. An unhappy coach over here, Johnny.
Yes, sir, he is. 30-second timeout. Rafferty have Courtney Pritchett playing with two fouls, Abby Buck with two fouls, a lot of Bibber with two fouls. You have Gracie Martin with one and Cassidy Giesman with one. The way that the scorekeepers got it here for the Lady Blue Devils, you have Cassidy Allen with one, Mackenzie Flynn with one, Cameron Sherrill with one, Caitlin Pippen with two, and J.C. Woolbright with two for the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils. So Lady Bobcats need to be a bit careful about those fouls.
Well, I distinctly have Cameron Sherrill for two.
Yes, sir.
So somebody is not up to speed, or they're not playing kosher. Ball inbounded now by Cheryl for Jackson County to get it over to number 44.
They're going to call a foul on Big Mac.
That's her first, isn't it?
Yes.
And with 10 seconds to go, we've got four players. Wilmot for Jackson County, Bilbrey, Pritchett, and Buck for the Lady Bobcats. And at the line, Pippen, she puts it in, makes it 28-26. This is a close game, Johnny.
Very close. 10 seconds to go in the second quarter.
That one's in. Number 33, Alexis Ragland, is in for Jackson County. 29-26. Big Mac has it now. She's left open. They get it to Buck. They get it back to Big Mac, who will drive in, put it up, and she's fouled.
Good play by Big Mac.
Well, with 0.9 seconds on the clock, it doesn't get any closer. Big Mac will go home, makes it 29-27. And she'll get another. Oh, she missed that, and the clock's going to run out. So at halftime, your Pickett County Lady Bobcats, 27, Jackson County, 29. So in that quarter, Jackson County scored 16, and we scored 15. So for two straight quarters, Jackson County outscored us by a single point. But there's two more quarters to play, and our Lady Bobcats can break out at any moment. Let's go away, but we'll be right back.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Well, welcome back, folks, to HRN Cable Channel 10 and VANY 129 Stereo FM. Ralph Ray and Johnny Sales here in Jackson County. We're at halftime. Our Lady Bobcats are down by two, which is a strange thing, but it's 29-27. But Jackson County is a very strong team. And we know a year ago in the tournament, it took three overtimes for our Lady Bobcats to prevail, 76-71, I think it was. But we have played some very, very close games in the past year. But right now, we have great coach Nate Aaron from our Bobcats. So welcome, coach.
Thanks for having me.
What have you been doing for the last 2.5 weeks?
Practice. Trying to get better.
Are we going to know?
I don't know.
all healthy?
Yes. We got one freshman, Will Garrett. He, I'm trying to think when that happened. He broke his wrist there right before we went back to school. So, I mean, he's not dressing.
Shooting?
No, he was hurt at home. Hurt it, yeah, it was a shooting arm, but he hurt it at home.
Oh, well, what do I say? You can't put them in a bubble, I guess.
No.
Well, at any rate, the way I recall it a year ago here, or was that the other place?
Not this here.
We lost on a three-pointer as a clock ran out.
That is correct.
And it should never have happened, but it happened.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, it's trying to get the boys motivated to come out here and play. It's a tough place to win. You know, I never played here in high school except for scrimmage games. You know, they weren't in our district. Been in our district up to this point. This is year 11. So
they were double A for a while.
Yeah,
is that part of it?
Yeah, and so they've been in our district for 11 years. The previous 10 years that we've been down here were 1-9. The only win was in 2008. But I told them, I said, you know, there's a lot of firsts. You know, it's not really a first because it'd be the second time that it happened. But, you know, you beat Livingston for the first time, swept them in the same season for the first time in 14 years. You beat Albany and Livingston in the same season for the first time in 14 years. So, you know, you get a chance tonight to avenge a loss that, to me, I won't count the White County game in the finals of the Sonic Shootout as the worst game. The Jackson County game at home, in my opinion, was the worst game we played all year. Shoot 34%, shoot 9 of 18 from the free throw line, have 19 turnovers, and you're still in the game in the fourth quarter. So it's lucky we didn't get beat 40.
There's ample room for improvement. Why do the you can't answer this at this point. I was going to ask you, though, with the coach, your opposing coaches, are they changing their defenses based on what's happened this season?
I mean, they are. They're backing off. I mean, everybody's playing us man-to-man, but they're really laying off John Michael and Ben, and even Trent and Peyton when they're in the game because they're not great shooters. They're not terrible, but they're not great, and that's not their strength. So they really deny Dawson the ball. They fact they don't really pick John Michael up until he gets to the free throw line. You know, Ben's man's really hanging out in the paint. They're not really guarding him. And same thing with Trent's in the game. And, I mean, I just told him, I said, you know, they're guarding you because they don't think you can do it. So you can either get in the gym and get better and, you know,
yeah,
make them pay for not doing it, or you can, you know, go your, you know, some of you young guys that have still got a couple years left, or you can be guarded that way the rest of your career.
Right. You make something happen or get taken advantage of.
Yeah, I mean, because that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly how I guard it. We tried to mix up some stuff, different alignments about how we set things up and everything.
You know, if you get a timid shooter, I remember this back in the day, you just back off.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of it, I don't think it's so much that they can't shoot. It's just something that, you know, when you're younger and you're able to go around people, and it's a habit to break, and it's hard to go away from it, like driving and trying to create something off the dribble and get all the way to the hole. It's hard to break that habit if you've done it for, you know, 7-8 years, and it's
right.
Hard to break it, you know, and that's part of it. But, I mean, you know, I think John Michael's a capable shooter. He's done a pretty good job in practice, but, you know, it's a lot different in practice than it is, you know, in a game.
I'd say. Well, are we going to win this one?
Of course.
That's what we want to hear, and we'll catch you Friday night, I guess, after you win this one. And I just heard that the East Roberson game has been rescheduled.
It's not yet. I don't know who you heard that from. It's not official. There's nothing official about that game.
Well, we were told February the 6th.
That was a date they threw out there, but that's not been official because they've got to make up a district game that they missed. They missed a Friday night
should
game.
Should be a conflict.
Well, I mean, it should. I mean, that right there is what is temperate, but that's not confirmed.
Well, I'll tell you what, Johnny. Who told you that?
Somebody up the stand.
That's not confirmed.
All right. Well, we'll
yeah. I wouldn't have broadcast that just yet.
All right, Coach. Thank you for stopping.
No problem.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Jack Aminet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminet at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Well, welcome back, folks. Action has started, and welcome back, Delaney. Do you want to do it or not?
Oh, sure, why not? I've got to get back in the swing of it. I've been on vacation. We've got Cassidy with it over on the right side up top. She's going to try to penetrate inside. She shoots it down in the corner to Pippen. Pippen drives in, shoots. She misses. Rebound Pritchett. She's going to run it down. Takes it down, drives it right straight down the middle, pass underneath the furl, turns, shoots. She misses. Going to be a rebound knocked around, and Cassie's going to come away with it.
Isn't that Allen? 50
is Allen. I've got Allen Cassidy.
Cassidy Allen?
My bad. Allen.
Hey, you got him right. You just got him out of order.
There we go. Allen shoots, and she misses, and it's knocked out of bounds. By the Lady Bobcats. Actually, what's happened here, my daughter's wrote these down, and she's put them completely opposite how I have them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's going to be a pass inside, but it's coming away. Pearl strips it away and gets it. She gets it down to the pole and pass underneath. Push it wide open, shoots it in.
That'll knot it up.
The ball's inbounded to Allen. Allen's going to walk it down. Allen gets it across half-court line to the top of the key.
Allen's a player, Delaney.
She is, and she's tall. She's got some height on her. She gets it over to Flynn. Flynn's going to hold it on the left side at top. She passes it back to Allen. Madeline's got it over on the left. She's going to bring it back at top of the key. She's looking for someone in the middle.
She's got a pick. Now she does.
She brings it back out. She's going to walk it over on the right side. She's looking for Cheryl, but she's just standing there. She penetrates over on the left, passes it to Flynn. Flynn's going to penetrate inside. She almost runs into her player. She has to bring it back out to the top and set it up. Penetrates back down. Shoots the layup. Shoots it hard. Bridget comes away with it. Bridget's going to pass it off. Throws it too hard. Throws it right out of bounds.
We have made that kind of error several times in the first half.
Really?
Too much lead.
Cheryl gets it in.
We need to go out and measure the length of this floor. It may be shorter than normal.
Cheryl's got it. She's had it. Big Mac McCollum's there to steal it away. Oh, she throws it to Cheryl, but...
That was a bit forced it.
Forced inside. Flynn's there to get the rebound. Or Allen, and she shoots and nothing there. That should be a... There we go. That's a personal foul. She swings around and elbows Cricket to the ground. So that goes against Allen, and that's going to be her second foul.
Well, justice was done.
Yes. Pass out to Pearl on the right side. She gets it up top. To Bilber hands it back to McClellan. She's going to set it up.
All knotted up with 5:25 to go.
Bilber passes inside to Pritchett.
There's
going to be a foul against number 44, Pippen. That's going to be her.
Third. We get you called up here tonight.
Okay, it's all right. I've made it here from Nashville in an hour. McClellan's.
That's good.
Yeah. Inbounds and underneath. Pearl, she shoots. Oh, she's a little hard. Rebound by Allen.
Don't foul her.
Straight up. She passes it out to Woolbot. Woolbot over to Cheryl. Cheryl all the way down to Pippen. She took a couple steps there trying to get control of the ball. She's trying to work inside. She does. She's a big team there.
Well, she worked for that.
She definitely earned that. Pass all the way down the back, wide open, lays it in, answers back. It's tied it up again at 31, 4:50 left in the third.
We haven't seen a lot of breakaways for us.
We've got Pippen coming away with it. He drives all the way down, shoots, and it's in there. McClellan's going to throw it all the way down to Pearl. Pearl's wide open for a three.
No.
And now, but Pritchett.
Look back.
That's going to be against Cheryl.
It's going to be her third foul.
Cheryl's third. Inbound underneath, going to be McClellan.
4:35 to go, and Lady Bobcats trail.
McClellan passes inside to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to drive in, shoot. No, get your own rebound. Goes back up, shoots, and going to be another foul against Cheryl.
Four.
That's going to be her fourth foul, and we're going to have Pritchett at the line to shoot two.
This is the game where we need to make charities.
First shot on its way. Good.
33-32.
Cheryl's going to sit down, and Will Marks is coming in for her. Second shot on its way. Good.
Now for that, 33-33 with 4:29 remaining here in the third.
Ball inbounded to Pippen. Pippen's going to run it down. He passes to Flynn, but it's knocked away. Coming away with it's going to be McClellan. McClellan and Farrell with 2-1, 2-on-1. She scores, and she's going to be fouled.
All right. That'll put the Lady Bobcats up by two, and Jana Farrell will be at the line with an opportunity to stretch it.
That foul's going to go against Pippen. That's going to be her fourth. They may be in a little foul trouble before the end of the third's over. Her Farrell shot's up.
Oh,
she misses. Bridget comes away with it. She runs away baseline and runs away. Buck's going to shoot a wide open three.
Yeah. And now, all of a sudden, the Lady Bobcats are up by five.
Liam's got the ball. The Lady Bobcats is still playing that man-to-man press. Lane gets to the crossover on the left top of the key.
Wow.
Oh, Flynn's going to shoot. It answers.
He can't back off. He doesn't stay on him.
Smith is hollering. Abby out. She don't go out. And Flynn hops it. Chris has got it. Gets it up top to McClellan. McClellan looking for inside. Passes inside to Pearl. Pearl turns. few misses. That's going to be a rebound by Wilmoth. We might be so tenth, and there's going to be a foul against Pearl.
Hey, Jane is first.
And that's going to be her first.
The first team foul of this half. Lady Bobcat up 38-36.
Hammett comes in for a Pearl. Ball inbounded all the way to Wilmoth. Wilmoth gets it to Flynn. Flynn's going to be double teamed. Ooh, that could have been a foul right there. Oh, she throws it, but Preachett's foul to strip it away. You've got three down. Preachett drives in.
No! Call it for a charge. But that guy has called a couple of terrible charges.
That goes against Preachett. That's going to be her third.
I don't think she'll see it. I don't think that's going to
She was still moving. Her feet was still moving on that one.
Yeah, Coach Smith, he even agrees with us. She was moving right along with her.
You know, we've been calling them fouls right, but now that, you can definitely tell her feet.
That's the second one that little booger is called.
Ball in down to Wilmoth. Wilmoth gets it back over to Wilmoth. Wilmoth passes it to, I think that's Raglan. If she gets it over to Allen, Allen's double team. 10 seconds, it goes back to your Lady Bobcats, folks.
A good defense there.
Very good defense.
Created a turnover, and I don't know if she didn't realize
the time.
Yeah. You gotta know. She's not a point guard, but you still gotta know.
2:50 left in the third, your Lady Bobcats up, 38-36. Pearl's got the ball up top, passes over to Buck. Buck wide open for three, looks good.
Yes.
Kill it.
41-36, so we're back up for 5.
Ball inbounded to Flynn.
2:30 to go in the third.
Flynn passes it over to Raglan.
He dropped the ball.
He dropped
dribble.
It. He gets it to Allen. Oh, and he's going to
win the ball.
Pearl takes it all the way down. Yeah, yeah. He's going to be fouled by Flynn. That's going to be her.
43-36 now. This is the largest lead of this game, Lady Bobcats have, and Farrell has a chance to stretch it. You know what? These Lady Bobcats just never stop the pressure. That one is off, pulled off by Allen.
Allen got it. She's double-teamed again.
Oh, how can you call that? This is the same one.
Yeah, we don't like him much. That foul goes against Savannah Hammock. That's going to be her first.
Third team foul in the half for Lady Bobcats.
Ball inbounded to Allen. Allen's got it.
2 minutes to go.
Right across the half court line at the top of the key. She passes over to Wilmoth down in the corner to Raglan. Back up top to Flynn. Flynn's going to penetrate inside, pull up a little jumper. It's in her.
Nobody came out.
Nobody came out. No.
Down to 5. Here comes Big Mac.
Flellin gets it to Buck. Buck to Milbury. Milbury to Pearl. Pearl takes it inside the hot spot. She passes out to McClellan for a 3. Count it!
Oh, no, Tucker for Big Mac. That'll put us up by 8. 1:30 to go in the third. Don't foul.
Ball inbound at the Raglan. Strip away by Pearl. Pearl, she's going to hand it to Big Mac.
Oh.
Misses. Rebound Buck. She's going to be fouled by Flynn, it looks like.
These girls, when we get to this point in the game, they just tend to appear, at least, to have so much more stamina.
Buck first shot up, good. That was 3 against Flynn.
47-38, and 1:22 remaining.
Second one on its way.
In and out.
In and out, going to be a jump ball, and it's going to stay with you, Lady Bobcat. Hammond went right around her and got her hands underneath the opposite side of the ball.
It was a great play by Savannah. Big Mac inbounds.
Gets it into Pearl. She shoots it. She's going to be fouled. And I don't know if it was 33 or 24. They were both standing there.
24.
That's Woolbright. That's going to be her.
Third.
So, Jana, we need these.
We've got a 1:19 left at the third. Pearl at the line. Her first shot up.
No.
Oh, rolls in and out. She's usually really good on hitting her free throws. Going to get one more. Second shot. Good.
That rimmed in. That'll give us a 10-point lead with 1:19 to go in the third.
Ball in belly to Clem. Clem's going to try to run it down. He drives it in. That's up top to Woolbright. Woolbright gets it back to Clem. Clem takes it back inside. Shoots. It's in there.
Boy, how many she got, Johnny?
She got 11.
Down in the corner to Mutt for three. It's in there. She's on
fire. Abby, and that'll put us up 51-40, under a minute now in the third.
Molly, oh, come on, McCormick. Come on. Small. They call that against, I think, Mutt.
That's on Big Mac, her second.
Jumps against Big Mac. That's going to be her second.
Well, Chrome Dome blew that one.
Ball inbound it to Allen. Allen takes his cross. He drives right inside. Patches out to Flynn for three. Looks good from here. Nope. Little short. Rebound, Milbury. Milbury passes it to McClellan. He's going to hold it up for a last shot.
This might be take the air out of the ball play.
I believe it is. Ferrell's holding it up top. You've got 18 seconds left in the third quarter.
Well, the Lady Bobcats really turned it up this quarter, I'm telling you.
I've entered the building.
Well, I'm glad you could show up.
Pearl's got the ball. He's going to take it inside. She
yes! Yes! What a move as the clock buzzer goes off at the end of three. I've lost my sheet here. We're up by 13-53-40. And in that quarter, they scored 11, and what did we score? That was 326. So we went to town in that quarter, but right now, let's go out and hear some more messages and pay our bills.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks.
Jackson County's going to inbound the ball. They get it all the way into Pippen. Pippen's playing on four fouls right now. Oh, and she loses it right off her foot. McClellan's trying to get it. She passes all the way down to Pearl. She's in there.
Boy, that's...
She was up on one foot and didn't know what to do.
That's thread the needle, I'll have to say.
We got Allen with it. She goes down and shoots.
Over the back. I'm 24. Woolbright.
You know, Woolbright's probably 6'1", 6'2". She's tall.
Yeah, she is.
Over here to Creepy's over on the left side. She's going to drive the baseline. She passes out. Nobody there to get it.
Well, come on. That was that's a mental error there, I believe.
I think she's seen McClellan, but McClellan drove in for it. Lynn's got the ball down in the corner.
Lady Bobcats up by 15 as the fourth quarter gets underway.
Lynn hands it off to Allen. Allen back to Lynn down on the left side, down in the corner.
They honor.
She's wanting to shoot that three, isn't she? He's going to penetrate in. She's going to try to drive the baseline, and she does. Gets it up top to Cheryl for a three. In and out. Rebound's going to go to Buck. Buck throws it all the way down to Cheryl. This time it's knocked out of bounds by Cheryl.
They're going to call it a foul on Jackson County, though. Okay. Yes.
22 foul. That's her fail. She's going to sit down.
That's too bad for Cheryl. She's a good ball player, like you were saying.
Yeah. It's her senior year, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's lost a lot of weight.
I was going to say, she looks in better shape. Number four was in there. That's Bella Wilmot.
We've got Pearl at the line. She's going to shoot soon.
Well, the way we forced it down here, we've got a break on that one, and that's in.
That's in. It rolls around.
56-40.
Second shot on its way. Nope, that was short on the front of the rim. Rebound Pippen. Pippen gets it up to Allen. Allen takes it all the way down. It's in there.
That was a nice play on her part. Come on, girls.
It's going to stay. It was actually tipped out of bounds by Jackson County, so it's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats. Cleland inbounded underneath. She gets it inside the furl. Oh, it's knocked away. Wilmoth comes away with it. She gets it over to Woolbright. Woolbright gets it to Flynn.
I don't know if Atlanta has the speed to cover her.
She gets a long shot. Rebound by McClellan. She throws it to Buck, who comes down with the pass to Furl, lays it in on the left side and hip.
Left-handed layup, 58-42, just breaking their back. We're rushing the ball up the court.
Flynn's got the ball. She's guarding by Buck. Flynn gets it down in the corner to Pippen. She's going to shoot a three. It's in there. That was a pretty three, too.
Has she scored any other?
What, Ralph?
Pippen.
Pippen, yeah, she's got... that makes her about 15 points.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a full timeout.
Full timeout. Let's go away. We'll be right back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Birdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back, folks.
We've got Big Nate. She's going to bring it across the half-court line. Take it over on the left side. A top to Bill Reed back, too, McClellan.
You know, how many fouls? They have 9 fouls. I'd play for the fouls about this
point. Oh, backdoor pass underneath to Buck, and then she shoots it right in there on the left side. That's a good play,
Amazing, amazing.
That's so why McClellan's going on a scholarship. Play basketball.
One of the reasons.
Lynn gets it down the court to Pippen. She's going to shoot another three. Oh, this time she misses. Rebound Pearl.
Whoa.
Almost loses it, but she captures it. She's going to pass to Scritchett. Scritchett's going to baseline pass underneath to McClellan.
Who you going to call?
Woo-hoo.
62-45. 5 minutes remaining.
Lynn's got it across the half court line. She's going to pass it down to Pippen. Pippen's going to pull up a little jumper. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to your Lady Bobcat.
Yes. Hello. Let me have a handle on that ball.
McClellan with it passes inside to Pearl. Pearl up to Bilbrey, back to McClellan. McClellan to Bilbrey, Bilbrey back. Oh, this time Allen's going to steal it away. Allen drives down. It's in there. Really good. Really
that
good play.
Never have happened.
No.
If you're paying attention, it doesn't happen.
Pass down to Pritchett, and it's knocked away. She runs it down. She gets it up top to Bilbrey. Bilbrey over to Pearl. Pearl's going to dive inside. Passes to Pritchett for a three down in the corner. Nope, that was a little off. Rebound, Allen. Allen's double-teamed in the corner. She gets it up to Flynn. Out of bounds. Stays with your Lady Bobcats.
4 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. We're up by 15. So if we use our heads, because they have 19 fouls, we'll either be shooting charities or running the clock.
That's right. Pass inside to Bilbrey, back to McClellan.
Yeah, they're being tentative, so they're being coached very well now.
3:50 left in the fourth. You've got your Lady Bobcat 62, Jackson County 47, and Coach Smith called him a timeout. 3:49.
Is this short or long?
I think he thinks it's short.
Well, he took half of the time to decide. But at any rate, we've made two or three mental errors down here and had some turnovers. We shouldn't be doing that. If it was a little tighter game, that would really be hurtful. But at any rate, 3:49 remaining, and the Lady Bobcats are up 62-47. And it's their ball.
Inbound down here on the side.
No.
Wide ball.
That's right. That was wrong.
They were going to try to play that off, wasn't they?
Well, they get it sorted.
Ball inbounded to Pippen. Pippen's going to drive it in, pass underneath to Wilmoth, but stripped away by Farrell, and she's actually pushed down by Wilmoth, and they're going to call it.
So we'll be shooting double, I think. Yeah.
That's going to be Wilmoth.
Wilmoth, number 12, was her first.
Her first. So we've got Farrell at the line again. She's going to shoot a 1-1 or 2?
Two.
10 fouls. First shot on its way. Good.
Nothing but net. Nice shot. 63-47.
Second shot on its way. Count
nothing it. Nothing but net. Boy, she did two great charities.
Allen's got the ball. She hands it off to Pippen. Pippen up to Flynn. Flynn penetrates down inside. She's going to try to draw a foul. She's nowhere near the goal at all. McClellan's coming away with it.
Don't have to push it.
Oh, underneath to Pritchett. Pritchett lets the player get up in the air, goes around her, and shoots it in.
66-47, 3:10 remaining.
Pippen's got the ball.
And we're starting to see some reserves for Jackson County reporting. 3:01 remaining. We're up by 19.
They're going to call that against Tristan McCullough, and I don't know what they called her or how they got it, but she just got her third foul.
She crossed her eyes, I think.
I guess.
That turbulence from that intensity.
It's called intimidation.
Yeah, whatever.
Ball inbounded to, I don't even have 14.
That's Janie Fox.
Janie Fox, rebound Pritchett. Pritchett gets it down here to Buck. Up top to McClellan for a three. Oh, in and out. Rebound's going to go to Bilbrey. Jump ball. This time it's going to go back to Jackson County.
33 is Raglan.
I got Raglan. I didn't have 14. Is that the only one you got in there? Yeah.
All right. 2:40 remaining.
Tiffin's going to bring it down. He gets it, hands it off to Woolbright. Woolbright to Tiffin for a long three. It's in there. McClellan drives all the way down in the middle and shoots, and she misses. Rebound knocks around a little whip, Pippen comes away with it. She gets it out to Wilmoth for a long three. Not, that was too hard. Rebound, Pritchett.
Boy, that Pritchett knows how to position on the board, so.
Pritchett gets out here to McClellan. She gets it back to Pritchett in the corner. Over here to Milbury. Milbury up top to McClellan. She's going to set it up.
2 minutes. Let's keep the clock running.
Pearl's got it. Here we go. We got five subs coming in, folks. Buck drives in, stripped away. Our tie to shoot, knocked away, and Pippen comes away with it. She's going to drive all the way down, shoot. Pritchett, it's kind of knocked by Milbury, but Pritchett comes with it, gets it over to Buck. Buck's going to shoot a three, in and out. Well, it's going to be a foul over the back on
14 or
24, 24. I think. Yep, 24, and that's going to be Woolbright's fourth. And Pearl's at the line. With a minute 37 left, you let him off. Catch up, 66-50. Are we going to have it's a 20-point ball game? First shot up, good.
Don't think so. We got five reserves to go in there. And, boy, those girls deserve a hand. Jana is at the line again.
Pearl's second shot on its way.
68-50. She knocks them both home. And the starting lineup for the Lady Bobcats are now resting on the sideline.
Raglan's got it. She's going to get it over here to Will Moss. With Moss drives down, she's trying to get down. Brings it back up. A minute and 20 left in the ballgame. Will Moss hands it off to Raglan. Raglan's going to penetrate over, hands it to Woolbright. They're holding the ball like they've got a 20-point lead.
Well, I was about to say, our reserves sure know how to play Big D.
Wilmoth penetrates inside, and she loses control
Goes and to the ball.
And the ball. Goes to your Lady Bobcat.
1 minute remaining.
Gracie Martin, let's see what this little Gracie can do tonight. She passes down to Logan. Logan up top to Brown. That's my little southpaw. Drives inside, shoots.
Oh,
and misses. Emmett gets the rebound, gets it out to Martin. Martin shoots.
Whoa.
She's short. Giesling gets the rebound. She tries to do a reverse layup. Nope. This time it's going to be another jump. It's going to stay with your Lady Bobcat.
My
I think they're trying to get them a shot in.
Everybody's trying to get in the scorebook, Johnny.
Martin gets it in to Logan. Logan to Hammock. Hammock down in the corner to Giesling. Giesling's going to shoot a long three.
Oh.
Nope, that one's off. Going to be rebounded by number three. I don't have, yeah, do Harris.
Giesling knocked that out. 27.9 seconds remaining. We're only up by 18. Do you think we can?
I was hoping for 20, but I don't know. Over to Wilmoth. Wilmoth likes the dribble, but she's going to take it in, shoot, in and out. Rebound by 14. Yeah,
I think 14 is one of those players that doesn't jump.
That goes against Hammock, so we've got Fox at the line. She's going to shoot two. 17.7 seconds left in the ball game. First shot up. Good.
Do we have 69?
Yep. Second shot on its way. Good.
They have 52, and we have the ball, and there's 17 seconds.
They're going to hold it, and stripped away by Raglan. Comes back by Brown, but she's fouled.
Look at Coach Smith.
He's asking her why she done that 11 seconds left. Why didn't you just hold it? Oh. All right.
The answer is because you taught me to push it.
Yeah. First shot up by Raglan. No good. Knocked around. Raglan gets her own rebound. Drives in. She takes a couple extra steps there. She's going to shoot a three, but it's blocked. Emmett comes away with it. And that's going to be the ball game. You got your Bobcat 69. You're Jackson County 52.
So in the last quarter, Jackson County scored 12, and we scored 16. So we end up with a, what is that, 17-point win?
Yep.
So, Bobcats extend their record now to 18-1 overall, 5-0 in the district, and Jackson County unfortunately falls to 15-4 overall and 3-2 in the district. But before we flip the page here, let's take this opportunity to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Well, welcome back, folks, here to Jackson County High School. This is Ralph Ray, Delane Hill Cross, and J-Man himself, Johnny Sell, bringing the action. Our Lady Bobcats just took the Lady Blue Devils to the woodshed by 17 points, I believe it was, 69-52. And really played a great second half. They were down by a couple at half, and they just totally outmanned, outran, and outplayed Jackson County in that last half. So congratulations to them. And by the way, Jackson County, that was only their fourth loss. They won 15, and they dropped to 3-2 in the district. But at any rate, getting ready for the Bobcats to tip off. So, Johnny, you got data?
Yes, and before we give that, let me correct myself. We thought that the East Robertson game was going to be February 6th at 4:30. The coach, Nathan Aaron, said that was a confirmed report, so we're going to have to wait on that. Maybe we'll get that to you and get that straightened out before the end of this next game. So, anyway, let's see what the Lady Blue Devils did tonight. You had Cassie Allen with 8, you had Mackenzie Flynn with 11, you had Cameron Sherrill with 5, Caitlin Pippen with 19, you had J.C. Wilbright with 5, and Bella Wilmouth with 2, and you had Janie Fox with 2 for a total of 52. You picked the County Lady Bobcats, Trish McClellan with 16, you had Courtney Pritchett with 6, Abby Buck with 14, Jana Furl with 28, you had Savannah Hammock with 4 for a total of 69. Did the Lady Bobcats ever roll on this one, 69-52? And what started out in a very slow game is tied up for at least three times, I think. It looked like the Lady Bobcats might be in a little trouble here early on. But, man, did they ever roll on that second half?
They're just waiting on Mama to show up.
Yeah, well, I'm glad Mama showed up. I'm just trying to figure something out.
I'm smelling a skunk or something. You smell that?
Maybe butter popcorn.
That's yum. I need to. They get outside.
Let me mention the sponsors for basketball season this year. You have B&K Direct Grocery, Birdstown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Farr's Auto Spot, Jackson Signs, Brown Funeral Chapel, Brian Cross Carpentry, People's Bank and Trust, Albany Plumbing and Electric, Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, Del Hollow Shell, First Baptist Church of Birdstown, and Dr. Terry Riley. That's the entire sponsorship for the 2015-16 season. And you can listen to us on WAMY 100.9 Serial FM out of Albany, Kentucky, or HRA Cable 10 out of Overton County.
Well, thank you, J-Man, Johnny. You know, before we let that Lady Bobcat game go completely away, that last half we scored 42 and they scored 23. And that's not even close for two teams at the top of their top of the district. But at any rate, thank you guys. And I think we have
ample time here now to get in some more commercial work. So we'll go away, folks. You might want to refresh your favorite toddy. You might want to do another pit stop before you return to that recliner or that soft chair or couch. So we'll be back with the Bobcat game shortly. So there, go away.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go, Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!